The sixth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and shall return.' If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe."
Jesus continues one of the last instructions to his apostles during the Last Supper, shortly before they leave for the Garden of Gethsemane. He is asked by his cousin Judas Thaddeus, "Why, Lord, have you been showing yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus replies, "Because you love me and you keep my words. He who does that will be loved by my Father, and we shall come to him and make our home with him and in him. Whereas he who does not love me does not keep my words and acts according to the flesh and the world. Now remember, what I said to you is not the word of Jesus of Nazareth, but it is the word of the Father, because I am the word of the Father who sent me. I told you these things, speaking to you in this way, because I want to prepare you myself for the complete possession of the truth and the wisdom. But when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send to you in my name, comes to you, then you will be able to understand. He will teach you everything, and he will remind you of what I told you. I leave you my peace. I give you my peace. I give it to you not as the world gives it, and not even as I have given it to you so far. The blessed greeting of the Blessed One to the blessed ones. But the peace I am giving you now is more profound. In this farewell, I communicate myself, my spirit of peace to you, as I communicated my body and my blood to you, so that you may have strength for the imminent battle. Satan and the world are stirring up a war against your Jesus. It is their hour. Have peace within you, my spirit, which is the spirit of peace, because I am the King of peace. Have it so that you may not be too forlorn. He who suffers with the peace of God within himself suffers but does not blaspheme and does not despair. Do not weep. You have also heard me say, 'I am going to the Father and then I will come back.' If you loved me beyond the flesh, you would rejoice, because I am going to the Father after such a long exile. I am going to him who is greater than I am and who loves me." In one of his earliest dictations, Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, Did I not say, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him? The soul in grace possesses love, and by possessing love, it possesses God. That is, the Father who preserves it, the Son who teaches it, the Spirit who illuminates it. It therefore possesses knowledge, science, wisdom, light. Consider, therefore, what sublime conversations your soul could hold with you. Such conversations filled the silence of prisons, the silence of cells, the silence of hermitages, and the silence of the rooms of holy sick people. Such conversations were the consolation of prisoners awaiting martyrdom, of cloistered monks and nuns searching for the truth, of hermits longing for an advanced knowledge of God, and of sick people in bearing, nay, in loving their crosses. If you knew how to question your soul, you would be told that the true extensive meaning, as comprehensive as creation itself, of the words, that he might rule, is this: that man might dominate everything, that is, his three states, the lower state, the animal one, the middle state, the moral one, the superior state, the spiritual one. And all three of them are to be directed to one sole aim, to possess God. To possess him by deserving him through a strict control which subdues all the power of one's ego and conveys it to one only purpose, to deserve to possess God. Jesus says, I take up my dwelling, and with me the Father and the Spirit, for we are one single reality, in the hearts of those who love me. And my word is no longer a whisper, but a full voice, no longer isolated, but continuous. How much life I give you, true life, holy life, eternal life, joyful life, through my word, which is the word of the Father and the love of the Spirit. Azaria, Maria's guardian angel, says, be free to adhere with all your strength to God alone, and peace, which is full, luminous, a good friend and holy teacher, for the Lord has his eyes upon the just and his ears are intent on their prayers, this peace will be in you. God will not be above you, but within you. For the peace will be in the Father, and the Father in them, according to the beatific promise of the Word. To have God, peace in you. If we angels consider what it is to see God, we can well understand what it must be for you to have God, the peaceful one, in you. O soul of mine, peace, peace, always peace in you. For you are in the tabernacle, under God's tent. Do not go out of it.